Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dave Player in for Steve Grzanich and Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. There's all kinds of stuff going around. It's today's the unofficial. They say it's the unofficial end of summer. I'm not buying that. I don't want to even think about it.
We've got summer for another 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, September 21st. So there's so much to do in and around Chicagoland. I thought I'd throw some of these out there. The African Festival of the Arts is taking place right now. It's crafts, drumming, food, entertainment. At a festival Labor Day weekend in Washington Park, the Polish Festival. Have you been there to taste the Polonia?
No, Dean and I were talking about it yesterday, and it's a great. He said it's a terrific festival.
It is. Yeah. It is. You're not going to eat healthy going into that by any means, but great potato pancakes, pierogies, the sausage, sure. All that good stuff.
Right.
And that's going on at the Copernicus Center. So you're just right off of Milwaukee and Lawrence over there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And today's the last day for that. There's a Naperville, I think it's called the, the Naperville Last Fling of summer. So it's a family event with a parade, carnival rides.
That's going on all weekend out there as well.
Yep. Renaissance Fair, of course, is happening. Ooh, there's a big yoga festival going on right now. Dave, I'd like to see you do some yoga. It'll be good for us. Come on, let's go.
I like to do yoga.
Do you?
Yes.
All right. Okay. My wife does hot yoga.
Hot yoga?
Yeah. Which is like
Bikram? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's like 100 degrees in there, or over 100 degrees in that room, and she's just a ball of sweat.
Oh, okay,
but she
so
loves
it's
it.
Like being in a sauna.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doing yoga.
Yeah, pretty much. And that is yoga classes, music. Where's that? In Paw Paw. All right, so that's a little bit of a drive.
Paw Paw, Michigan?
Yeah.
That's about 3 hours from here. Yeah.
And there's some also movies in the park. You just got to go to the Chicago Park District to find out some of that stuff as well. The Fringe Theater Festival in Jefferson Park has been going on as well. Ravinia, of course, is always a blast. Now, if you're going to be spending time, you know, we always talk about the couch potato stuff to do. There's a Friends Marathon today, all day on TBS from 10 to 5 that were hand-chosen, I guess, on Facebook. You can't get enough Friends.
No.
You know, of course not. Comedy Central. Oh, you're going to be excited about this, Andy. It's a lengthy. It's a South Park marathon starting. it started yesterday. So there you have it.
Yeah, I caught a couple episodes yesterday.
Now, here's what I'm excited about that I keep forgetting is on Labor Day is the Comedy Central roast, which I just love. Jeffrey Ross and hearing all these guys do this stuff. So tonight is Rob Lowe, and that's 9 o'clock tonight. Is the Comedy Central roast. So you got to catch that. History Channel. Let's see here. Pawn Stars all day long. Very exciting. BBC America. Now, this week is also the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. Believe it or
right.
not.
Right, right. And MeTV's been is going to be showing interesting pilot episodes. Some
in
things
Svengoolie.
That were not
aired. On Svengoolie this coming week. Yeah, they're going to do that. So 50 years of Star Trek, if you can believe it. And there's a new Star Trek series, I think it's called Discovery, that's premiered on CBS. Are you a Star Trek guy, Bennett? Does that matter to you, Star Trek, at all? No, not at all. Anybody?
Yeah.
The classic ones, you know. I know there's, you know, deep fans that watch, you know, Next Generation, everything else, but that's going to be a big deal. Sci-fi, you know, it's a shark movie weekend. Very exciting about that. And then Z Nation marathon is going to happen as well. Two new specials air tonight on CNN on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Probably, you know, have you read some of this stuff lately about on CNN how they're like. You know, there was a guest that they had on that had a Trump shirt on, and they actually clouded out and faded out the shirt so you couldn't see.
I didn't
for
see
Trump.
That,
so there's a lot of that happening where there's more on CNN than any other network about the bias for Hillary Clinton. I mean, I think if you're going to be a news channel, you got to share it both ways. And I know they say that about Fox too, but you got to do both, tell both stories. Let's see here. Harley and the Davidsons, a new special miniseries which tells the history of the legendary motorcycle company and the people behind it. I think that's going to be pretty cool. There's a lot of Harley fans out there, obviously. First episode airs tonight, at 8 on the Discovery Channel. Let's see here. What else? An American Heroes channel begins Labor Day America, Facts versus Fiction. So you might like that. It's all history, mm-hmm. man. All yep. history there for you. Yep. And this Labor Day, you know, as I said, we'll be laboring a little bit this morning as soon as my son gets home from a buddy's house.
What we do, David, is a labor of love.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Yeah, doing this, that just means an early bedtime tonight. That's all that means for getting up at 3 o'clock this morning. But the kids know for a few hours before we have some people over for a barbecue that there's going to be some work to do. Well, no, you know, it's like back to school. They're involved in things. They got homework to do and stuff. And I've just got a short list. So if they're listening, which they are not... they're going to have a few things to do later today.
5:57 on a non-school
exactly,
day?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, they're not listening.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's see what else we got going on here. This week, Museum of Science and Industry, it's free days this week. Weekdays, starting tomorrow, you can visit the Museum of Science and Industry. Just show your Illinois ID, and you can get in for free. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Weekdays, but kids are back in school at this point.
Well, they will be.
This is more for
they can go today.
More for adults. It's closed today.
Oh, it's closed
today. Yeah, can't go today. September 8th coming out. It's Adult Zoo Night. So leave the kids at home and head to the Adults Night Out at Lincoln Park Zoo. Yeah. I'm sure there's cocktails, but it also says experience unique animal chats. Now, is that among each other? You think that's what that is? Live entertainment, so there's live bands. You got to be 18 or older to attend, but cash bars are available for 21 and up. So just bring your Illinois ID, I guess, or your fake ID, and I guess you can get through that. Let's see what else we got going on. Yeah, those are some pretty cool things. I'm looking forward, and now I'm seeing advertisements for Oktoberfest already.
Oh, sure.
All over town. I know. That happens in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Middle of September.
Yep.
Berghoff does Berghoff that every year. Will have it in the Federal Plaza there. I remember when they used to close off Adams between State and Dearborn for almost 5 days.
But right in front of the restaurant.
Right in front of the restaurant.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. No, it's kind of off in the plaza now. It's a little smaller, but it's great to go there for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Lunch and dinner. Yeah. And they've got bands.
Yeah.
Traditional German bands in the afternoon, and then rock stuff in the evening over there.
We'll post some of that stuff on WGNRadio.com for your fun things to do on this Labor Day.